think about the many plants we saw depicted upstairs, the hops in the San Guillaume cloister, the lilies in the Annunciation altarpiece, and of course, the profusion of flowers in the unicorn tapestries. The garden here in the Bonifont cloister brings those plants literally to life. Roughly 250 kinds of plants are grown here, each of them used in the Middle Ages. Wander among the beds and you'll find plants cultivated for eating and seasoning food, for making medicines and magical concoctions, and for producing inks and dyes. It may surprise you that we know enough about plants in medieval practice to keep a garden like this, but there is plentiful evidence in existing manuscripts and in vivid works of art. The design here conforms to the standard layout of a cloister garden in a religious monastery. It's roughly square, with a wellhead in the centre and four trees around it. We saw this same pattern in the garden of the Cuxa cloister upstairs. Monks and nuns living in the monastery cultivated gardens outside their walls as well, and the magnificent view from here reminds us of the world outside the cloister. When the museum was first conceived, this location in northern Manhattan was chosen because it was the only spot in New York remote enough to approximate the lonely setting of a monastery. To guarantee this unspoiled panorama, John D. Rockefeller Jr., the cloister's guiding mind, bought the surrounding land and preserved it as a public park.